I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
We talked about the Empress of Ireland this week, a particularly sad shipwreck story.
It's a dark week for Stuff You Missed in History Class.
It was a dark, dark week. We just minutes ago recorded the behind the scenes for our other gruesome murder episode of the week. And when I knew this was a sad shipwreck, something about it just being everyone drowned in the cold and the dark, I was like, this is extra sad. And that is one reason why I did not put a sad cat story. There's two reasons why I did not include the sad cat story in this episode. One is I found it in one source and I was like, is this real? And the other was it just was too sad. So I'm going to give the sad cat story.
Okay.
But then I'm going to follow it with a funny cat story.
That sounds great.
So sad cat story is that in this one account that I read, the ship's cat was named Emmy. And Emmy jumped off the boat in Quebec City. And somebody found Emmy and brought her back. And Emmy left again, but left her kittens on board.
No! And,
right. And the ship left without her. Later, people were like, this was a terrible omen.
It does seem that way.
And I was like, that is so sad on this already very sad episode. And also, I found like this, I couldn't find confirmation of it. I mean, there are lots and lots of survivor testimonies that you can read, like firsthand accounts, stories that people have submitted of like their relatives who were on board, things like that. I wasn't able to confirm that. So the sadness plus not being able to confirm it. Here is the funny cat story. My cats don't get on the keyboard that much. But in this case, Opal has a contribution to this episode that I am going to read to everyone. The Empress of Ireland left Liverpool for a routine trip across the Atlantic on May 15th, 1914. That is what Opal would like everyone to know.
Yeah. Also likes to add a little now and again to episodes, and I try to correct them, but sometimes there are stray letters.
That I don't think I even did it entirely justice. It stretches the whole width of my screen. Another thing, as I was putting together Saturday Classics for upcoming episodes of Saturday Classics, I realized we have another episode we have already done on the SS Arctic. That episode came out January 15th, 2014. So that may sound familiar to longtime listeners of the show or people who've been working their way through the whole back catalog. Holly, I think you wrote that episode. I had no recollection of it existing. It is very similar in terms of ships colliding and a lot of people then not surviving the wreck. But it was not a case where the ship sank so quickly.
Right.
It wasn't. That was a case where the ship took a while to sink, but the evacuation was chaos. And I did not pick that as a Saturday classic because I was like, no, this is too much sad to have another to follow.
Right.
To follow this with a separate sad thing about the same general topic.
I'm really glad you did not include the cat story because I think we all know I'm not emotionally tall enough to ride that ride.
Yeah.
Had we actually had to talk about it in depth.
Right.
I don't really remember much about that other episode either.
I mean, I didn't remember it at all. I literally was going through the list of old episodes and was kind of like, SS Arctic, what was that about? Is that something we should run as a... And then I read the synopsis and I was like, did I write this? And then I listened to the first 5 seconds. I think we've said this little inside baseball moment before. Whoever talks first in the episode wrote it.
Yeah. I can't think of any exceptions we've had to that.
I don't think so. But yeah, you talk first on that one. So it's like, I guess I didn't write that. This thing that I have no recollection of from almost a decade ago.
Yeah, it's a long time. And we have said this before too. Like, we don't retain everything.
No, we really don't.
And
whole episodes.
I have sometimes felt bad when someone, like at a live show or an event, will ask a question about an episode that's like 5 years old. And I'm like,
I don't know.
I'm not from your country. I don't know your ways. And I just kind of run away and hide. The brain, some things stick forever.
Yeah.
Some fly away into the night.
Yeah.
And like Tracy, I think we've both had that moment of like, did I write the episode? I wrote this. I don't remember this at all.
I've definitely had whole episodes that I wrote and I don't remember. And I for a long time thought this was just the nature of our jobs that, you know, we are writing a new episode every week and like we have to mentally move on to the next thing. That's the only way that it works. But for some reason, the TikTok algorithm has decided that what I want to see when I look at TikTok is clips from old episodes of Grey's Anatomy. I think I watched one of these once and TikTok was like, all right, this is what you want for the rest of your life. And it has showed me so many clips of Grey's Anatomy that I have absolutely no recollection of at all.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the opposite.
Uh-uh. Well, I mean, sometimes it's stuff that I do remember vividly, but like so much stuff that I have no recollection of at all whatsoever. And I've seen every episode of that show. So it's like, I know I saw this episode, but I don't remember that there was one about a person with toxic blood and everybody passed out in the OR. Just totally forgot. Did not ring any kind of bell.
I think I might sadly be the opposite. One of my friends offhandedly mentioned while we were at dinner the other night, an older episode of Bob's Burgers. And I was just like, right, because then this and this happened. I could see where that, and she was just like, when was the last time you watched this episode? I'm like, I don't know.
But you've seen it more than once, right?
I have. I also have fly paper in my brain if it relates to like Bob's Burgers, older episodes of The Simpsons, Star Wars, obviously, certain Disney things. Like, there are definitely things where I'm like, I have no valid reason to have retained this information for so long, yet I don't know where my keys are or how old my father is. Like,
Yes.
It happens.
So anyway, that's everyone's update about our memories. This episode was very sad. As many of the shipwrecks, but not all of them, are. I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be, with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about Comfort Hotels. Imagine you're a family road tripper waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey, sorry the week started out dark, but then we got to talk about Mary Somerville, who I think is a delight.
Yeah, we often, but not all the time, we record two episodes a week, and those are the two episodes that come out on a week together.
Yeah, this is not the case.
That was not the case this time, and we had recorded a recording session that was just sadness all the way through. Those episodes did not come out in the same week, Monday and Wednesday, but like we were sort of talking about how there needed to be something a little lighter.
Yeah. And I actually had not intended for Mary to be that thing, but I was kind of bottoming out on the other thing I wanted to do because I felt like I need more time for that one.
That happens to me,
because there's a book I want to order and like, you know, all of that stuff. And then I stumbled across Mary, not on my primary list, but on like another one that I had hand scribbled in a book while I was looking for other stuff. And I was like, wait, let me revisit this. And I was like, I love her. So she's perfect. Her memoir is a really, really delightful read. It is notated a lot with her daughter Martha's work, where she doesn't talk. As we said in the episode, that much about her husband's death. Mm-hmm. But then Martha notes, like, of course, my mother was bereft. And like, it's more evident when you see the letters that other people wrote her saying, like, I know your world has just fallen apart, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, please know we all love you and we're thinking of you. But she, I mean, it came up also when she mentioned the passing of their other daughter that she didn't ever seem to hover on that stuff. She would just say it and be done and move on. And I think that was probably part of how she
mentally compartmentalize that while she was doing other things. Like, I'm not going to wallow in this moment. I'm going to acknowledge it and move to the next thing. Her writing, she mentioned in her writing towards the end that she didn't like to sleep by herself ever. Mm-hmm. And this is something that she wrote about in various points during her life. And she wrote about it so poignantly from the point of view of childhood. That's the first time she remembered really being upset by the idea. And I want to read this passage because it's really like the best description of what that feels like when you're a scared kid, in a not scary way, because it has distance on it. So I'm going to read this passage, which is, quote, "Children suffer much misery by being left alone in the dark. When I was very young, I was sent to bed at 8 or 9 o'clock, and the maid who slept in the room went away as soon as I was in bed, leaving me in the dark till she came to bed herself. All that time, I was in an agony of fear of something indefinite. I could not tell what. The joy, the relief when the maid came back were such that I instantly fell asleep. Now that I am a widow and old, although I always have a night lamp, such is the power of early impressions that I rejoice when daylight comes." Which is just such a, I'm like, oh, I know this. I know all of this. Like, I'm that kid that had night terror. So I'm like, I have the same thing. Like, when I can't sleep, daylight breaks and I conk right out. I'm one of those people. I'm like, Mary, I feel you. I really love the idea that she was, we mentioned on an episode we did recently that there are autodidacts who become experts in their field. And she is such a strong example of that, where she's like, oh no, I get it. I figured it all out. I love, it's easy to think in our hubris of the modern era that one, like, people doing science in the past were much simpler in their understanding than we are. And it's one of the reasons that I wanted to include that longish excerpt from her paper about how she did her needle magnetism experiment, because she's so clear about everything she's doing. Mm-hmm. And it is not simple stuff, even though it's like the components of it are simple. But her, like, talking about, no, we managed, like, with the prism to continually move the needle so that the end only stayed in the violet light. And that's, like, I love all of it. I love the way she talks about science. She's like the precursor to Bill Nye and demystifying science. She's amazing.
Yeah. Well, and, like, being a science communicator is a specific set of skills that has overlap with being a scientist, but, like, not all scientists are great science communicators.
For sure.
So yeah, I don't know if we have ever talked about somebody on the show that, like, I would have categorized specifically as a science communicator.
Yeah.
Which I love, because there are some science communicators in my life who are dear to me that I love what they do and how they do it. And so having this sort of historical counterpart going back earlier than a time that I think I've really thought about science communicators, it's great.
Speaking of which, there is a thing that I have seen people bickering about in various corners of the internet, where sometimes you will see a little factoid about her that says she is the reason the word scientist was coined. Which isn't entirely accurate. It gets misconstrued a little bit, because it was coined in a review of her work that included some other stuff that was written by William Wool, who we talked about briefly, where he's kind of, it's prompted by her work, but it's, a lot of people are like, because, you know, there was no gender neutral way to talk about somebody who did science. And that would sound great, and it's a cool thing to think about, but that's not really what happened. And so it's kind of a false description of what was actually going on, because he was really like, we don't have he wasn't so much separating it as like by sexes. He was like, we just don't have a good word for a person who does science. You know, we know what a mathematician is, and we know what a chemist is, and we know what a naturalist is, and we know what an artist is, but we need a word. And so that's the first referenced in writing the word scientist that we know of, but it's not quite the feminist effort that sometimes people want to make It's still very cool, but just not quite accurate. So we only touched on a few of the people that she knew, but she knew everybody.
Yeah.
She knew the Brownings. She tells a very funny story in her book about the first time she met Elizabeth Barrett Browning, and Elizabeth Barrett Browning kind of ignored her. And then she meets them later again in Italy, and she's like, she's a completely different person. I love her now. Like, it's like, I don't know what was going on at that earlier event, but like now she's great.
How funny.
She also knew Joanna Bailey, who we talked about recently on the show, for her writing and the confusion about her initial anonymous work. She knew everybody. Everywhere she traveled, she met the scientists in that area. Everybody wanted to meet her. Everyone wanted to know her. She sounds like she was a very good hostess. People loved to drop by her house. And she and William were uncharacteristically, for the time, casual about people just stopping by. You did not have to send notice ahead of time. You could just pop in and they would be like, all right, let's put out a spread. And we'll talk about science and have some cognac or whatever. I don't know that they had cognac. I'm just throwing that in. Her life sounds so great. Like the way she lived her life. I mean, the good fortune to have a pension that basically sets you up for life based on your pretty early work and to be able to cultivate that life that you want. The one thing that I kept thinking while reading her memoir, though, the thing that I would struggle with in her life is the constant bouncing around.
Yeah.
Like, I need a nest. I need a nest feathered with my weird stuff. I need my sewing room. I need my, just perhaps an indicator of my own problems. But they would just live in a different place every couple of months.
Yeah.
And that sort of nomadic lifestyle to me sounds like I would feel weird. But I think her home was in books, so she didn't care. She could carry them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's always like, and then we moved to Florence for a minute, and then we were back in Rome, and then we decided we'd go to Sweden and hang out for a while. And they had two daughters with them through most of that, which
right.
is extra wild, but that seemed to be the way their family worked, and they all seemed very happy and close. So
yeah,
could not fathom it. I, now that I have done this research, I really want there to be a movie about her, like a good one, though. Not you don't need to make it dramatic any more so than it is. You can just make it a cool movie about a cool lady doing cool things, hanging out till she's 92. She's still doing her science.
Yeah,
I love everything about that. I love it. I love the idea that she's like, well, you know, I read in bed. I read math in bed for 4 hours when I wake up, and then I go do my writing elsewhere, and then I walk around the town, and then I have supper. Great.
That does sound great.
Living the dream. Mary Somerville. So I'm very glad we got to talk about her this week. I hope that if this is your weekend coming up where you have actual time off, maybe you sit in bed for 4 hours doing whatever you want, watching TV, reading books you like, petting a cat or a dog, just hanging out, being happy if you can. If you don't have time off and you don't have the luxury of several hours to sit in bed, I hope that you still have a great time this weekend. We will be right back here tomorrow with a classic, and then on Monday with a brand new episode.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.